Welcome to the coffee break, where we pause for a cuppa and dive into some deep conversations with the sharpest minds in Web3, crypto, and digital assets. Today, I'm joined with Josh Du, head of digital assets at Animoca Brands. We're going to be talking about what's next for digital assets and how businesses can stay ahead in this rapidly evolving space. Cheers, Josh.
Cheers.
Josh, thanks for joining me. Why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and what you do at Animoca Brands?
So thanks for inviting me to be here, Matt. Great to have this conversation. Like you introduced, I head up digital assets here. And my background is really in TradFi. So I have about 20 years of TradFi experience, mainly in asset management. I worked, you know, mostly at large banks like Morgan Stanley and hedge funds as a portfolio manager. So before coming to Animoca, I actually managed a $1 billion fund here in Hong Kong, mainly in equities. And now at Animoca, I do almost the same thing, but with digital assets, which is obviously a completely different animal.
What drew you to the world of digital assets, and what excites you most about working in this space?
Right. I mean, so from a personal time perspective, I always want to invest my time in the fastest growing industries or areas of the world, because those are the most rewarding, those are the most fast changing, and you know, with the most interesting problems to solve. And that's when I started to dabble into crypto back in, I started to do personal investments back in 2017. And then in 2019, 2020, that's when I basically quit my hedge fund PM job to go full-time into crypto. And then eventually I found my way into Animoca. And honestly, at the time, I really bought into the metaverse concept. And you know, I was big into NFTs and land and all that stuff. So my original thought was, okay, I'm going to join Animoca. I'm going to manage, you know, economies in the metaverse, you know, manage values of land and exchange rates and that kind of like trading and liquidity in the metaverse, so to speak. And that would have been extremely, extremely interesting. However, the execution of that, as we all know, hasn't really, you know, it's taken time. It's not, hasn't, you know, became reality yet. So we're still waiting on that. But in the meantime, what I end up doing is managing actual liquidity for the company, the balance sheet, and overall treasury management. Yeah.
Well, I mean, right now, there's obviously like one thing, pretty much one thing, that's on everyone's minds. The President of the United States has launched his own meme coin along with some members of his family. But his meme coin went to a staggering $70 billion market cap in 48 hours. What are your thoughts on that? Is that something that's bullish or bearish for the space?
Yeah, so I mean, that was a complete surprise to everyone. Remember, and this just happened the past Saturday, I woke up. Some people, you know, send me a bunch of tweets, and you know, we're all kind of joking about it and how there's a Trump token. At first, no one really believed in it, and then an hour later, it was still on his Twitter. Then that's when people start to get serious, like, oh, wait, this is not a hack, this is not a joke. He's actually serious about this. At that point in time, I believe the FTV was about 7-8 billion. You know, as you mentioned, it went up to 70 billion later on. And if I was more focused, I should have bought at 7 to 8 billion. But then I was like, I was just seeing it as a curiosity. And I was having lunch with my friends, and then we were talking about it. And, you know, and I was like, oh, maybe you guys should buy some. And as I was making that comment, I realized, like, I didn't even buy any. So yeah. At that point, I went and bought some Trump myself, and I did that like at 18 billion. But then I paper-handed it and sold it way too early, around 28 billion. So I missed the most of that move. So, I mean, that kind of that's part of the answer to the question, which is that in the short term, it brings a lot of excitement. It brings a lot of attention. A lot of activity and interest into the space, especially when the President of the United States launches a meme coin. But the impact, is it negative, is it positive, is actually kind of nuanced and hard to say. So I'll break it down into different time horizons of how I think about it. So in the short time horizon, I actually think that it's relatively negative for the price action of overall crypto space, because essentially what Trump has done is done a vampire attack against the crypto industry, sucking away liquidity from the various tokens into his own token. So that could be seen from a liquidity point of view as negative. And you know, we've seen that over the weekend when Trump was launched, most altcoins and major tokens actually did drop in price, aside from, you know, Trump and Solana, obviously. So that's on the short time horizon. In the medium time horizon, it's kind of like unclear, because what it would mean is that during Trump's presidency, he might have to recuse himself from additional aggressive support on the on the crypto industry, as he had promised during his campaign times. And that's partly because now anything that he says about the crypto industry could benefit himself personally, monetarily, directly, right? And he might want to be seen to avoid that, but you know, that's still yet to be seen. But at the same time, in the medium time horizon, what we kind of know is that he's not going to be negative or allow, you know, negative legislation or activities against the crypto industry, because he does have personal vested interest in this. So that's also good and bad. In the long run, I think from a absolute sense, it's definitely positive for the industry, because one, it introduced and demonstrated that, hey, anyone could just launch a meme coin, and depending on how much fame you have or how much value you can add to society, then people will definitely ascribe a dollar amount to the token that you launch. And then also, secondly, is that from a regulatory or from a legislature point of view, Trump sent a very strong message and indicated that the most powerful person in the world is supporting this industry and believe that this is a real industry and that it deserves government support and deserves that innovation and investment from the technology industry. So in the long run, it's definitely definitely positive. But in the short to medium term, it's going to be volatile, I think.
Yeah, very interesting. It was definitely a wild time. I remember when I saw it on Saturday morning, I was driving on my simulator, and I was like, oh, Trump launched. But yeah, I mean, so yeah, thanks for that answer. I think it's great to see you break down short, medium, long term. I want to kind of shift focus now and ask you about, you know, at Animoca, you obviously head up the digital assets, and part of that is an advisory service that you guys offer. What is that all about?
Right. So I think most people know Animoca as an investment firm or as a incubator of projects like Sandbox. Very few people know that Animoca does have a very robust and full-scale advisory business. So the way to think about it is that Animoca is kind of like a old-school merchant bank, if I use a TriFi term to describe it. On the advisory side, we do the full-scale A to Z solution binding. So at the earliest stage, we invest. So we use our own capital and balance sheet to invest into projects. And then along the way, we help incubate the project. We help advise the project, marketing, activation, partnerships, all the way to, you know, launching the product, and then eventually to the listing portion of exchanges where, you know, we have good relationship with. And then post-listing, then we are working on liquidity provisioning, making sure that, you know, there's sufficient amount of liquidity on the exchanges for the users and the traders, all the way through. So on the advisory side, we actually deploy the full arsenal and the full capability of Animoca brand to provide value to our partners. And we can do this because we actually do all the stuff that I mentioned in-house internally for our own project and for our own incubated companies. So we have know-how from actual experience in the market. And now for the advisory business is that we're just packaging up this know-how and offering it as a product to our partners.
super interesting. Is there any like one particular project or projects that you guys have advised that really stands out to you?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's numerous examples, but I'll just give one real quick, which is Pixels. So Pixels, we actually made a very early stage investment from Animoca when it was a very small project and small company. And then we helped them, with everything I just said along the product value chain, including marketing, including partnerships. Eventually, the project listed on, very successfully on Binance. Obviously, the project themselves did a lot of work and, they're super rock stars. We helped with the listing. We did the liquidity provisioning for Pixels on Binance upon listing. It was, at one point, I'm sure it's, over $1 billion FDV. From a trading perspective, we're trading, hundreds of million dollars of Pixel tokens on the exchange from our side because we're the essentially exclusive liquidity provider. And now we're still helping them with, airdrops, with partnerships, again, with liquidity. So we're, we did the entire value chain for this one particular project, all the way from investment to listing to current, partnership and application.
Amazing. Sounds incredibly busy. But if there's anyone watching that wants to potentially work with you guys or is interested in getting in touch, like what's the best way to reach out to you?
Yeah, I mean, you can reach out to me on Twitter. I may not be super responsive, but I think to reach out to Animoca is actually quite easy. We're everywhere, so talk to your Animoca counterparts, and if you're interested to have a discussion with myself or the team here.
All right, amazing. One hot take for the year ahead?
I think the market will be extremely volatile. Right now, in the short term, what's really interesting would be, from a trading perspective, is that it's just Trump coin versus all the other memes, right? So in the short term, if you just want to trade, then the liquidity is just going to rotate from Trump coin versus the most popular narrative in crypto.
But Josh, thank you so much for joining me here.
Awesome.
For a coffee break.
And
yeah, stay tuned for the next episode, guys, where we're going to be speaking to more people from across the industry. So cheers.